Hello and welcome to KUOW's Speakers Forum, a series of talks and interviews with writers, artists, storytellers, and thinkers recorded at events around Seattle. I'm John O'Brien. The Jewish Transcript newspaper, now known as the Jewish Sound, first went to print in Seattle in March of 1924. Its founder, Herman Horowitz, said he felt a duty to the Jewish community of the Northwest to provide a forum for, quote, their ideas, aspirations, and principles, unquote. To mark the publication's 90th anniversary, the editors approached Seattle's Book It Repertory Theater about a collaboration. Associate editor Emily Al-Hadef compiled 90 years' worth of clippings and turned them over to Book It scriptwriter Rachel Atkins. That effort became the play Letters to the Editor, celebrating 90 years of writing our community's story. The work covers news, opinion, and advertisements, among other things, from Washington's Jewish community over the past 90 years. In it, you'll hear the history of their struggles and achievements as told in the pages of an enduring newspaper. The Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle, King County's For Culture, Seattle Public Library, and Book It Repertory Theater presented this event on January 25th, 2015.
To our celebration.
This paper is a labor of love.
And hard work.
We are trying to tell the story of Washington's Jewish community over the past 90 years.
Sometimes these stories are significant.
Sometimes they make us laugh out loud.
The most difficult part was to figure out what not to include. But that's the nature of the news business.
Announcement to the Jewish people of the Pacific Northwest.
At numerous times, it has been suggested
that a Jewish newspaper was a public necessity.
At first, I absolutely opposed the idea.
Opposed?
I did not believe that sectarian as well as racial differences should be kept alive.
During the last 10 years, however,
conditions have changed.
Then the Jew was encouraged to become Americanized.
Today, much is done to discourage him.
This has convinced me. The Jew must have intercommunication.
A newspaper representing his ideas and ideals has now become a duty.
Thus, the Transcript is launched.
Hey!
Whether it will continue its mission is left to the Jewish communities of the Pacific Northwest to decide.
Front page.
Here are three extremely interesting articles about Jewish life in the world today.
Oh, Persia, that's Queen Esther's country. Mm-hmm. Oppressed, persecuted, the Jews of Persia have been almost forgotten.
In England,
they can't agree on what constitutes Jewishness.
Some say it means speaking Yiddish.
Others dismiss Yiddish as an uncouth language.
In Utah, Mormons call themselves Jews and Jews are considered Gentiles?
Ugh. Classifieds.
Beep, beep. Every girl wants to drive a Cadillac. Beauty, power, and safety will captivate her.
Meeker's Specialty Shop, fresh chicken livers at all times.
Ben's Oyster House, unequaled for oysters.
Oysters!
Well, there's booths for ladies. Meet me at Ben's.
In-depth reporting.
Long before there was a single synagogue in this city, a few parents organized a Talmud Torah.
There isn't a more important institution in any Jewish community. If the younger generation doesn't find out about its past, our future will be made up of Amharati.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Well, as a mother, I feel very fortunate that we have our Talmud Torah, where children can learn of our cultural inheritance, because that is our only means of survival.
I'm sending my little girl. The Jewish girl of today is the wife, mother of the future. If they are Jewishly inclined, they will inspire their children likewise.
But the Seattle Talmud Torah is in dire need of a new building.
It should call a conference for welding all the Talmud Torahs and erect one decent building.
Oh, and if unification should fail?
Oh, half the children now getting free instruction would be excluded.
That's the price Seattle Orthodox will pay for indulging in petty quarreling in connection with a sacred institution that should be above idiotic bickerings. Shana Tova.
The high holidays are over.
But Judaism is more than a holiday religion.
The prayers you uttered must be applied to daily conduct.
The generous heart of Seattle must again respond to the helpless and afflicted.
The Community Fund.
Messrs. Nathan Eckstein.
Alfred Szymanski.
And a committee of prominent businessmen have been working all year on plans.
The Community Fund is good business for all.
It is good business for you.
Give.
Not till it hurts.
But cheerfully, willingly, and with a smile.
Seattle's most popular Sephardic girl will be named as a highlight of a fun-filled program at Fortuna Park.
A contest with Jewish beauties on parade?
The entire community is expected.
A full-course chicken dinner.
A galaxy of swimming stars performing aquatic feats.
Watermelon-eating contest.
A baseball game.
Tug of war.
And dancing from 8 to 11 p.m.
Here in Seattle, we have the second largest community of Sephardic Jews in the country.
But the vast majority of Ashkenazim know little about our lives.
Some think we are inferior.
Because they cook their food in oil.
Or shine shoes for a living.
We are forced to say to these aristocrats...
Cooking food in oil is much healthier than frying it in butter or schmaltz. Ask your doctor.
As to shining shoes, it is just as honorable an occupation as handling junk or selling herring.
And the shoe shiner has just as many opportunities to rise in social scale.
We appreciate the desire to become Americanized, but we are apt to confuse Americanization with Yankeefication.
The least we can do to preserve our Jewishness is to remind ourselves of our Yiddish.
And Ladino? A Jewish language just like Yiddish.
Oh, no. They unite us with our Jewish past.
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
From 1924 to 1933, the transcript has been the voice of Northwest Jewry, the link that binds every Jew to his brothers throughout the world. Into every Jewish home in the Northwest, the transcript carries news of Jewish events everywhere, heartened by the loyalty of the readers it serves.
I want to cancel my subscription.
Of course, madam, but we always try to find out what your reason may be.
I don't read the paper. My husband doesn't read it. And what's the use of paying for a paper we don't read?
Don't you think that the community should have a paper in a city of 16,000 Jews?
My husband and I are interested in other things.
For the principle involved, I hope you'll reconsider.
No.
That ended the story. Except these very rich people had not paid their bill for one whole year.
Passover.
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 Pesach.
1933.
The Festival of Liberation had no relation to everyday life until a few weeks ago.
When Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany and declared war against its Jewish citizens.
Under the illusion that he can destroy the Jewish race?
When we eat matzah this year, it will not be merely a reminder of what has been, but of what is and what may yet come.
May, 1933.
Sensational eyewitness story.
B Berlin Jews begged me not to tell what I had seen.
The truth would give Germany a bad reputation.
This was only a sporadic outburst.
From the day the Nazis were put into uniform,
Jewish heads were smashed.
Jewish doors broken down.
Jewish corpses found on streets.
The Nazi regime will deny this, and the Jews themselves will be made to deny it. But I know.
No one dares protest.
The Hitlerites cry,
Raus mit den Juden!
Won't people continue to disappear? No one knows where.
Plight of the Jews of Morocco, increasingly worse.
Ku Klux Klan on the march in Minnesota and Oregon.
All Jews are communists.
Anti-Jewish rioting at Budapest University.
Suicides wipe out whole Jewish family in Austria.
France permits colonization of Jewish families on Madagascar.
Mob threatened massacre of all Jews in Mexico while police stood by.
Why is Japan fighting China?
What's happening in Spain?
Will there be a world war?
These and other headlines will be discussed at Education Center in a current events roundtable.
Iceland has a Jewish population of zero. We hope all the Nazis go there and freeze forever after.
Mm. 1937, a most terrible year. Agitators have destroyed the position of 3 million of our people in Poland. The situation in Germany and other European countries has gone from bad to worse. All signs cause the Jewish skies to be heavily overcast at the dawn of the new year.
One cannot lightly say, L'shana tova.
And yet we must not lose courage. A united Jewry is needed to face the year and make it truly a shana tova for all.
Seattle Jews gather in a single house of worship to express the American Jew's thanksgiving for the freedom that is his in the United States.
A new chapter in intercongregation relations.
Herzl congregation dedicates its Hanukkah Sabbath to recent arrivals from Nazi Germany.
2 weeks ago, German Jewish refugees were guests of honor at a reception in Temple de Hirsch.
There was a mass meeting at Ezra Pesaroth's synagogue. It raised funds for the Italian Jews. Not a man, woman, or child in the synagogue had a dry eye.
Despite the dark clouds of anti-Semitism over Europe, Passover is still an occasion for rejoicing. It expresses our faith and optimism in the ultimate survival of the Jewish people. The same spirit embodied in Pesach will carry on regardless of the Hitlers of history.
What do Jews find to laugh about in a world full of sorrows?
Two Jews were sitting on a bench, one reading a Jewish newspaper.
The other, an old copy of Social Justice.
Why should you be reading that anti-Semitic sheet?
Whenever I read a Jewish paper, all I see is troubles. Jews murdered and massacred and deprived of their rights. When I look into Social Justice, I see Jews are international bankers. We run the government. We control industry. I feel better.
A vitally important message to transcript readers. The number one scoop of the year, the secret plotting of Nazi agents in Seattle. A story that will make your blood boil. It can't happen here. It is happening here. Such an expose cannot help but arouse Seattle to fight for American liberties.
Nobody likes the editor.
We wrote a neat little ditty about a bar mitzvah. Here's what we got. For our pains.
You did not mention that he chanted like an angel, no. And you said there were 26 people at the reception when there were 27. Oh. Me and Mama are much distressed.
Our society editress did herself proud in a description of a wedding.
My daughter's dress was pale green, not chartreuse. We had punch to match. You left that out. Next time she gets hooked up at the altar, if you don't do better, we will cancel our subscription.
Even obituary notices are not immune.
I buried my poor husband yesterday, and you only gave the notice a half column. If my poor man was alive today, he'd come down and tell you what he thinks.
Our greatest trial, the front page prima donna.
You left out of this week's issue our proposed picnic. That's bunk about a deadline. You could easily have torn down the front page and given my article some space. We intended to send you a comp for the picnic, but now you'll have to pay your way in.
You print too much about Palestine.
I had a party, and you did not mention it.
Don't I give you a $2 ad every year?
The idea of trying to make me pay a bill. Why dash my high? That bill is only 2 years old. Horowitz ought to be ashamed. I'll pay when I get good and ready to pay, and not before.
Think this is a fiction? Not on your life. But the transcript will carry on. We still feel good that we are running a paper breathing the free air of America.
We approach the high holidays with aching hearts. Of 16 million Jews in the world, half are controlled by Axis powers, subject to inconceivable suffering. One nation after another conquered. We warned the world. Too many failed to recognize this maelstrom of human hate is not one which concerns only the Jewish people. It is the problem of all humanity.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
War!
Japan has blown up our ships and killed our
The United
people.
States could pursue but one course. Declare war.
440 Dutch Jews in a concentration camp in Austria have
Jewish
died.
Jewish property in the Baltic states distributed among Lithuanian
Freight
and Germans.
Freight cars filled with Jewish children from France deported by
Romanian
the Nazis.
Romanian government prepared a list of Jews to be deported to
Deportation
Russia.
Deportation of all Jews from Germany, Austria, and Belgium.
Cities in Nazi-held Belarusia, which had large Jewish populations, are reported Judenrein.
Oh. Not a single Jew left.
The Yom Kippur holiday is approaching. The Jewish Welfare Board urges anyone who can to set an extra place for the soldier, sailor, marine, whack or wave, far from home.
The Junior Council of Jewish Women entertained more than 30 servicemen at a turkey supper.
Well, the Junior Hadassah entertained with a candlelight dance.
The same evening?
Mm-hmm. Twilight dances are especially popular with the boys.
Ah. Dear Mom, it is amazing to see the number of Jewish boys here at Fort Benning. Someone might easily believe that this was a B'nai B'rith camp. Except ham and bacon are too regularly on the menu.
Salute to a new Boeing B-17 named
Seattle B'nai B'rith,
the war's deadliest flying machine.
The B'nai B'rith campaign exceeded its goal of 350,000 to purchase it.
It is now official. Hitler has a schedule of cold-blooded murder that will see the annihilation of all Jews living under the swastika by the end of 1942.
Millions of Jewish men, women,
and children.
We in the Pacific Northwest appeal to our fellow citizens. We appeal to our government. Let us do everything in our power to stop this massacre.
Tens of thousands of Jews reported missing in France, Belgium,
The Jewish
Holland.
Quarter of Paris resembles a dead city.
Warsaw ghetto liquidated, nothing as to the fate of the Jews living
the
there.
The last Jews in Amsterdam deported from the Westerbork concentration camp.
How is it possible that the International Red Cross, aware for so many years, remains silent?
After the war, Europe is ruined.
The people starved, exhausted.
Disease and epidemics.
Hearts are filled with bitterness and hatred.
Jewish refugees are not welcome guests.
Oh, where will they go?
Our own free country is closed to refugees.
If We are tired of being blamed for the ills of the world. We want a country of our own.
Demand the gates of Palestine be opened wide for Jewish immigration.
Hear, O Israel!
The people of Seattle hear your supplications for help. This Passover season, 1949, is again a year of exodus for the Jewish people. From the ruined cities of Europe, from poverty and oppression, and from the misery of the displaced person camps. More than 25,000 homeless Jews enter Israel each month. We must prevent the transfer of those miserable conditions to the soil of Israel to make 1949 truly a year of homecoming.
Will you give the tools of victory?
Pay your pledge to the United Federated Jewish Fund.
Congratulations. Wow. May 15 marks the first birthday of the new state of Israel.
Attend the Seattle Jewish Community observance of this important milestone.
Am Yisrael Chai!
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. The responsibility of finding jobs for former displaced persons has led to the creation of an employment committee by the Jewish Family and Child Service. Transcript readers, if you have a position available, please call.
Aliens must report addresses at once, in accordance with new Internal Security Act.
Even if they previously reported their address under the old act?
Failure to comply will subject the alien to prosecution.
News items of interest.
A step in our progress to a community center worthy of our people and city. The Seattle Jewish Community Center has a building.
At the inaugural Sabbath service for the Jewish community of the atomic city of Richland.
The men's club of Herzl congregation will hold its annual stag banquet.
Highlighting the evening will be a musical skit.
There's no business like shul business, like no business.
Guys, come on. We who celebrate the festival of freedom in a land of freedom are doubly blessed. But the Jews who are today's victims of oppression will not observe Passover as we do. In freedom, let us remember those who are not free.
Humanitarian arithmetic.
$2.75 a day rescues one Jew from a land of oppression and resettles him in a hospitable country.
That's good.
$1 a day furnishes a home for a family of Jewish newcomers to Israel.
Israel bought
the ideal Hanukkah gift.
Transcript wins award.
Best 1951 community newspaper. Mazel tov. Now we need to
take this down.
Transcript subscribers, organizations and individuals complain we cannot give them all the space they would like for articles. The editor should not be subject to criticism.
We try to keep everyone as happy as possible.
The subscribers, will have to be understanding.
We do not mean you cannot make complaints.
But please, remember the editor is merely following instructions.
The story is true. Only the holes in the bagel have been changed to protect the locks.
My name is Sergeant Sukkot. I was cruising the corner of 28th and Cherry when I spotted...
the notorious Brenner Gang.
They had killed time.
Waiting for their beautiful new bakery to be built.
Murder!
A jury of their peers frowned the Brenner boys
guilty
of making breads, cakes, and pastries so good that smiles are baked right in.
Guilty of tempting the public with their out-of-this-world delicatessen as well as their mouth-watering bakery.
The sentence.
The Brenner brothers be committed for the rest of their natural lives.
To keep turning out the very finest to satisfy a deserving society.
Case closed.
But the store's open.
Mm.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, statement, please, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor.
Whereas, in a world torn by class and racial hatreds, there is the courageous effort made by organizations to bring such hatreds to an end. And whereas, among such organizations is this group of self-sacrificing Jewish men and women, therefore, I, Mayor of the City of Seattle, do hereby proclaim B'nai B'rith Day.
No!
The Tercentenary Committee is planning a banquet in celebration of the 300th year since the arrival of Jews in America.
The American Jewish Tercentenary idea was a stroke of genius on someone's part.
Remember, you won't be here for the Quarcentenary banquet 100 years from now, so attend this one.
Community Center Country Camp Open House at Benbow Lodge.
Yay!
Refreshments.
Prizes. Bring your picnic basket, family, and friends.
Benbow Lodge. Greetings from the souvenir edition of the 8-page transcript. The old year is in the past, but let us take stock of what it brought.
The survival of Israel.
In our own country, the mounting number of new temples and community centers.
One of the best means of combating the juvenile delinquency problem, becoming more serious every day.
And now to 5719.
May the year bring health, happiness, and peace.
Mrs. Almoslino.
Mrs. Almoslino, at 80, has a dream in her heart.
Her dream?
A new Caroline Klein Galland home. Mrs. Almoslino knows that the home is overcrowded, that even the basic facilities are woefully inadequate, but she doesn't complain. Mm-mm. Not even about the long, painful walk down the musty hall to the washroom. No, she's content. Especially now that she does not have to share with another ill old woman, but has a tiny room of her own. Mrs. Almoslino does not want a new home for herself. Oh, no. It is too late for her.
No.
She is thinking of all the elderly Jewish men and women. Who will need the home? Well, she is looking toward the future.
The future? The new Klein Gallen home.
Seattle will bid shalom to His Excellency Israeli's ambassador to the United States, marking the climax of the 1964 Israel bond campaign.
Seattle responded in an unprecedented manner to the crisis in Israel.
550,000 in 2 weeks, not only from the Jewish community, but hundreds of non-Jewish friends.
Savings accounts were emptied.
Children gave up their piggy banks.
An anonymous Christian woman gave thousands of dollars worth of furs.
But some of our community couldn't care less that we have lost 6 million, and 2.5 million more now stand in jeopardy.
How many more Jewish lives must be lost before you reach into your pocket and give?
Those who withhold their help might as well be actively supporting the Arabs. Hey, bud, looking for a real deal and a brand new loaf of bread? Stop in at Brenner Brothers Showroom.
For the convertible fan, there's our sleek new holla. Oh,
with Chick-O-Matic fresh eggs.
Oh, you sports car addicts will drool at the racy line of our French breads. Push button crispness to accelerate any meal.
Whoa!
If it's power you want, Brenner Brothers rides are for you. Underneath their beautiful exteriors lies some powerful good eating.
Don't forget our tubeless bagels with golden brown sidewalls that assure safe, speedy stops to any hunger cravings.
Passover this year has special significance as a result of the crises in the Middle East and our cities here at home. Israel was the object of annihilation by its neighbors last summer. Today, it still proudly stands free. For this, we can rejoice.
But we must not forget that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. These same enemies are still plotting Israel's destruction.
At home, we are involved in an historic revolution of human rights. Our country is torn apart by racial, economic, and educational discrimination. Jews are the people for whom ghettos were originally created. We should be the leaders in correcting injustice.
The Seattle chapter of the American Jewish Committee pledges support to the Seattle School Board to extend quality, multiracial education to all public school children. Long before there was even a Jewish Federation,
there was Glendale.
Founded by a group barred from other clubs because they were Jewish. Transcript readers, your newspaper has undergone some changes, making it a genuine voice of the community. While the Transcript has received many compliments regarding its revitalization, it still requires subsidization by Jewish Federation dollars.
Which should really be spent on local agencies and Israel.
The independent Anglo-Jewish newspaper is on its way out. There is no money to be made in this business.
The time has come for the Transcript to carry its own weight.
Oh.
The subscription price, $3 for 1 year or $5 for two. It is the sincere hope that all readers will become subscribers in 1970.
Members of Tacoma Lodge give their support as the Seattle Sonics face the San Francisco Warriors for the benefit of B'nai B'rith Lodges.
Be a sweetheart to BB Philanthropies. Buy tickets to the B'nai B'rith sponsored NBA game. Woo!
600 Jewish and Christian congregations from Tacoma to Edmonds say prayers for Soviet Jewry.
The social and political condition of Jews in the Soviet Union is worsening. Many are tried on trumped-up charges. They are denied exit permits to Israel.
We remember this day our Jewish brethren. Keep them from persecution. Alavai.
Sikere el Dio. The following was written to the Soviet embassy by a sixth grader at Seattle Hebrew Academy.
Dear sir, I read your book about the Soviet Jews. Boy, you really have a good imagination. You say Jews in Russia can celebrate a few holidays. Why only a few? In case you don't know, the rabbis there are very few, very old, and cannot teach boys to become rabbis. Why? Are you afraid it will kill one of your Russians? You say any person who has anti-Semitism will be punished. Well, maybe those rules don't apply to you, or maybe those rules don't apply to anyone. I would write more, but I find it useless to talk sense to people like you.
A groundbreaking ceremony for a new synagogue.
Born from Herzl Conservative Congregation.
And Congregation Ner Tamid.
The new congregation will erect facilities on magnificent waterfront property on Mercer Island.
Members of Temple de Hirsch, Seattle.
And Temple Sinai, Bellevue.
Overwhelmingly voted to merge.
And brought about Temple de Hirsch Sinai.
Reform Judaism is a progressive movement in step with changing times. One of the main reasons for the longevity and survival of the Jewish people. The new congregation will be of greater service not only to Jewish communities, but to greater Seattle.
A surprising rash of anti-Semitic material in Seattle this month.
White Power newspaper features a large swastika as its symbol?
Oh, what's behind the kosher food racket?
A secret tax on grocery products paid by unsuspecting non-Jewish consumers. Watch out for kosher products and refuse to buy them.
To the editor.
We take issue with the decision to dispense with kashrut at Camp Bembo. I mean, admittedly, the Orthodox children concerned constitute a minority. But we, of all people, should be sensitive to the rights of any minority. Observant children will be unfairly discriminated against. To suggest that such children should eat kosher TV dinners in tinfoil wrappings? Ludicrous. You believe that?
The word Aliyah is fast becoming the now sound for Jewish families in the Pacific Northwest.
More than 20 of our friends and neighbors are among the recent Olim, part of the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael.
The first Kentucky Fried Chicken in Israel was opened recently.
By an American lawyer who came to Israel on Aliyah and decided Israel has enough lawyers.
But apparently not enough American-style fried chicken.
Finger-licking good.
Brenner Brothers regretfully announces the passing of our Cherry Street store due to old age, complications, and hardening of the arterial.
She leaves behind many fond memories of her vibrant youth.
However, her legacy is alive and well in our beautiful new Bellevue store.
Just 15 minutes from Seattle by car.
Or 3 minutes by helicopter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Veterans, kosher meats. Bigger and better than ever. Famous kosher for Passover brand names unite at Veterans. Don't delay. Call today.
I hope that the foresight and the wisdom that have made this session a success will guide these leaders and the leaders of all nations as they continue the progress toward peace.
This new year, in the wake of this historic Camp David meeting, the world can look towards the possibility of real peace in the Mideast in 1978. From all of us at the Transcript, the publisher, the board, myself, our lady in the office, and our busy beaver in the ad-getting field, L'shana Tova.
Will there be a Jewish community in Seattle in the year 2078?
If this question concerns you, don't miss the dramatic presentation at the annual meeting of the Seattle Family and Child Service.
Am I an American Jew? Or a Jewish American.
Lights, action, campaign!
Join the Federation Women's Division to hear TV's Monty Hall!
Best known for his show, Let's Make a Deal, and long active in Jewish causes. It's a deal!
Top Stories.
Oh, 1991 marks the 100th anniversary of Seattle's oldest synagogue, Bikur Cholim.
The last Jews of Centralia.
Right, Temple Adath Israel. Its congregation dwindled to just 8 descendants of its former members will soon be put up for sale.
Built in 1931, the last event held at that temple was a wedding in 1990.
The decision by the National B'nai B'rith Youth Organization to close its Pacific Northwest office
is yet another example that in the eyes of the Eastern-based Jewish world, we live in the boondocks. In 1989, the Jewish National Fund closed its office in Seattle, as did State of Israel bonds. Oh, want to plant a tree or invest in Israel? Call San Francisco.
Combine Seattle, Portland, and Vancouver with Northern California? The BBYO should try reading a map.
When cuts need to be made, start with the Northwest. There aren't any Jews out there anyway.
Look again!
Oh, man, I've got to get out more often.
Think it costs too much to join the J?
Yeah.
Think again.
Huh?
Only $35 a month. It's the best kept secret on the East Side.
Try a transcript personal.
Are you my Bashir?
I feel guilty. So much to offer, and I've kept it all to myself.
SJF summons observant Jewish man who will dance up the mountain while blowing his shofar.
Physician with a mission. SJM looking to raise a family with a slender SJF actively working on a few personal flaws.
Schick's a pretty SJF in search of HWP Mensch who is comfortably Jewish and someday wants to be called Daddy.
Please be dollar secure, but no workaholics and no workout-aholics.
Write me a letter and tell me about yourself.
Usual nose.
Send me your best photo and we'll go from there.
Dear Deborah, the prospect of finding a Jewish husband is becoming dismal. I've placed and responded to ads, attended singles events. I'm thinking of giving up.
It's about time. I'm not suggesting it's not important to strive to get married if that's your heart's desire, but dive into activities that make you shine. Someone will find the glow of a woman living a full life totally irresistible.
Dear Deborah, we are an unmarried couple, in love, compatible, but she is Jewish and he is not.
Ooh.
Can you give us some advice on how to deal with day-to-day reality? Romeo and Juliet.
Dear R&J, what will become of her Shabbat dinner, huh? How does he feel about bar and bat mitzvahs for children? Day-to-day getting along isn't your problem. Your problem exists in the future.
Beep, beep. Seattle Jewish community merges on to Information Superhighway.
Jewish in Seattle. A worldwide website on the internet was previewed at the annual meeting of the Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle via modem hookup.
The audience was transported to Tel Aviv University without leaving their chairs.
Looking for a Haggadah that goes deeper than the Maxwell House variety?
Need a recipe, a bar of kosher soap, or simply want to shop for Manischewitz products at 1 a.m.?
You can do all these things on the internet, where purchasing Passover foods and other necessities is easier than finding the Afikoman.
The best of times, the worst of times.
The historic peace agreement with Jordan will endure as the most significant progress since the Camp David Accords with Egypt. However, the escalation of terror by Islamic radicals reminds us that much needs to be done to ensure a lasting peace.
Seattle's Jews are horrified at the Israeli-sparked murder in the Middle East.
The Jewish community must be united in its outrage. Israel does not have any partners for peace, least of all, Yasser Arafat
has shown his true colors, a leopard that cannot change his spots.
It's time for Israel to leave the West Bank and Gaza. The Palestinians will not and should not give up their fight to control their destiny.
Anti-Israel rhetoric quickly becomes anti-Semitic rhetoric. We need only look to the violence against Jews to realize we all have a vested interest.
Peace can only come if trust is built between the people who are to live together.
We opened an extra page in our viewpoint section to make room for as many opinions as possible on the situation.
How many bagel stores can fit in Seattle?
Roigers.
The Bagel Stop.
Spot Bagels.
The Bagel Deli.
Bagel Oasis. A little out of your way, but worth the trip.
20 varieties baked fresh throughout the day. Zat's a better bagel.
Hey, Lashana Tova from Old New York. We're looking forward to becoming part of the neighborhood. Noah's Bagels.
Seattleites have bagels enough to keep them all in business.
Show me the matzah.
Although Seattle may be one of the country's most livable cities, it may not be the most welcoming to newcomers looking for a Seder.
Those who don't already have an invitation?
Out
of
luck. Oh.
First Jewish baby of 1999.
Oh, right there, right there, right there. Smile.
Gabriel's mother, Elizabeth, was in labor for nearly 2 days.
Gabriel was given Ingrid's last name to connect him to her family as much as possible.
And the biological father is?
A Jewish friend of both women.
Okay, one more. That's nice.
Letters to the editor.
Mazel tov. I was thrilled to see the acknowledgement of the diversity of the Seattle Jewish community by our front page story.
I was perplexed. It may be a lifestyle for some, but it's not the Jewish norm, and it's not in this reader's eyes front page quality.
I would never have seen such a picture when I began subscribing years ago. I felt so proud of the growth which has enabled us to celebrate the love of mishpuka, including lesbian and gay families. The transcript is doing a great service.
A percentage of Jews makes an effort to be loyal to Torah and the values embodied by it. For the transcript to publish such an article heaps shame on the community. What?
Two Jewish women fulfilling the biblical command to go forth and multiply, raising a child in the faith of Israel? That certainly sounds to me like effort to be loyal to Torah and the values embodied by it.
Judaism has changed over the millennia to address the needs of its followers. We no longer offer up animal sacrifices, nor do we stone people to death for breaking commandments. All of us have a long and noble history. If we are to have a future, we must respect each other's differences as well as treasure those things we hold in common.
The day began peacefully enough as two large groups marched from opposite sides of town to the scheduled opening of the WTO conference.
Hey,
what do we want? Equality. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Equality. When do we want it? Now.
Back to the soil of America.
The sound of a shofar and a special version of Dayenu, focusing on the WTO, environmental issues, and democracy, joined the chorus of protests at the World Trade Organization conference.
There's something very Jewish about fighting for the rights of oppressed people.
Some of you holding this newspaper may be wondering how it arrived in your mailbox.
Maybe Grandma bought a subscription because she's tired of having her copy disappear.
The transcript finally has a database enabling us to find out who gives to the community campaign but does not subscribe. We sent you this sample paper. It's an obvious match.
There's no better way to stay informed, educated, and entertained than the transcript.
If you'd prefer to keep reading Grandma's copy, that's okay, too.
But aren't you curious what you're missing on the pages she tears out?
It only costs $25 to find out.
Varen's Kosher Meats was a crucial institution for the last 50 years. All Jews were welcome, despite the ways we normally separate ourselves. Varen's was a trip to the past.
Friends and neighbors, who wrapped your frozen food with newspaper, offered recipes, delivered to your home, inquired about your ailing aunt?
How much did we appreciate Barons for providing us with kosher when there was nothing else? How did we honor the service when it wasn't big business? A cornerstone of our community wiped away for progress.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Today, America has been struck by terrorist attacks, the likes of which we have never known. Today is a time to stand with all people committed to justice through goodness and kindness. In our hearts, on the high holy days, we are with all Americans reeling with shock. May the coming new year herald a world of peace for all people.
...2005 marks a century of Sephardic presence in Seattle. The Sephardic Brotherhood and synagogues have organized to celebrate.
The first ever Sephardic Shabbaton. We actually had to close reservations more than a week before.
Herzl Ner Tamid Conservative Congregation will celebrate its 100th anniversary.
Today, HNT is a community of more than 850 families of both Sephardic and Ashkenazi descent.
Oh.
A man brandishing a handgun forced his way into the Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle, one floor above us, angry at Israel over the ongoing Middle East crisis.
He opened fire, killing Pam Wechter and wounding five others before surrendering to police.
Wechter was remembered at Temple B'nai Torah, where she was a 30-year member and twice past president. She was a martyr for the Jewish cause.
Letters to the Editor, 2006. As an avid reader and subscriber, I was offended by the calendar listing of a counter-rally to the community rally in solidarity with Israel, described as a way to support Palestinian people in their struggle against Israeli apartheid. Calling for the end of state terrorism and military occupation? Why include such propaganda?
Apology. That announcement sounded like an endorsement and should have been deleted. The transcript promises to be more vigilant. And for the record, the transcript and the Jewish Federation strongly disagree with the opinions expressed.
The view of Seattle's Jewish community, given to me by the transcript, is of a chip-on-the-shoulder population, convinced that we are a chosen people with the right to inflict pain on anyone, calling those who point out Israeli cruelties anti-Semites. Only when it achieves a, yes, less prejudiced view will I want to subscribe. If that troubles you, you may suspend my free trial.
When I saw your cover photo of Northwest Jewish families, I couldn't believe it. Are all Northwest Jewish families white, young, and heterosexual? What shuls have you been walking into lately?
The mission of JT News is to be inclusive of the entire Jewish community. Our policy is to accept announcements from all couples, including same-sex, as long as at least one is Jewish. It is up to us to let the disenfranchised in. As of this time, JT News has never published a wedding announcement from a same-sex couple because no one has ever submitted one.
Okay, why don't we just stop the argument and get on with the business of the newspaper instead of going on and on about all these things?
I am tired of talking about the Holocaust. I'm tired of reading, watching movies, and nodding with sadness whenever anyone mentions the Holocaust. What if being Jewish in America had nothing to do with millions of Jews who perished in Europe in the previous century?
No. Oh. Right now, there are at least four places in the world that are on the brink of genocide. The Holocaust is not merely an event that occurred 70 years ago on another continent.
The Israeli economy is the worst in decades. How can we make a difference? Buy Israeli made.
Gum Levine's.
Awesome Bisley snacks.
Feta cheese from the Galilee.
A basket of Israeli treats would make a great gift.
The Seattle Palestine Solidarity Committee asked Madison Market to boycott products made in Israel. The board declined.
Stand with us, Northwest. We'll sponsor a boycott of Madison Market, encouraging shoppers to purchase Israeli products as a show of appreciation. Well,
now, Olympia Food Co-op is voting to boycott Israeli products. The resolution calls for boycott, divestment, and sanctions of Israel.
I am glad to see activism to overturn Israel's crimes against the Palestinians. Many Jews are not represented by Israel or Zionism.
As a Jew, you don't consider yourself represented by Israel or Zionism? Many in Germany during the 1930s thought the same way.
There's going to come a time that some company boycotting Israel isn't going to make the front page of the JT News. Not because the issue is going to disappear, but because it's going to become routine. Look, there goes another one. There's a growing consensus, even among Jews, that what Israel is doing with the Palestinians needs to change. But to pressure a government because a store 10,000 miles away is refusing to sell bulk couscous?
What's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
I don't know, and I don't care.
We are hands down the freest Jews to have ever celebrated a Passover Seder. Free to worship, move around, seek employment, marry the people we love, receive the education we need, and participate in all aspects of society. What does it mean to retell the story of our people when our reality includes such freedoms?
Telling the story has to mean more than just remembering. Passover is an opportunity to show what it means to live a Jewish life.
We are trying to tell the story of Washington's Jewish community in a way that reflects the people who built our institutions.
Our families.
Our strength.
Times have changed over the past 90 years.
But they've also stayed the same.
The perennial question is about relevancy. What's the purpose of a twice-monthly Jewish newspaper?
This is information people will not find anyplace else.
A community newspaper is the gel that holds the community together.
In the end, it's about community.
Thus, the transcript is launched.
Oh!
Whether it will continue its mission of espousing the Jewish cause is left to the Jewish communities of the Pacific Northwest to decide. There will be no intermediate path. Either the Jewish transcript will appear regularly or not at all.
We hope you've enjoyed our celebration of 90 years.
We look forward to 90 more.
Thank you very, very much. Wonderful show. First to Four Culture, King County Arts Program, and the Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle, both of which helped to fund the writing and production of what you just saw today. Book at Repertory Theater, of course, with our actors, with our musician, with the writer Rachel Adkins, and our director Laura Ferry for creating such an amazing show. I'd like to thank Seattle Public Library and Ann Ferguson. They not only provided the space today, but they have been our partner not only with this, but with a project that we've been doing over the past year and change to archive digitally the newspapers that we have in their collection. And so right now we've got 20 years of Jewish transcripts dating back from the beginning and scattered over several years that are now available online that you can read. You can see the actual papers, and they're indexed as well, so you can do some searching. Those are available. You're probably not going to write this down, but it's jtn.stparchive.com, and the library itself actually has a collection, as well, that's going to be going up shortly. So that's a very exciting project. We also have our archives here in the library if you want to actually thumb through and look through the papers themselves. That's on the 9th floor in the Seattle room. I would like to thank Emily Alhadif, my associate editor. I'm going to call her up in a moment. This project would not have happened without her. She is the one who compiled all of the old papers and took the stacks over to Book It so it could be turned into production. So thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Can we invite Laura? Laura, can you come down? We'd like to give you some flowers as well. This is Laura Ferry. She is the director of the show. Yes, the history of the name of the newspaper. So we've got Some of you may have heard that we had a couple names in here if you're not familiar with the paper. So we started as the Jewish Transcript, which was started in 1924 by a gentleman named Herman Horowitz. I believe it was 1932 or so. There was another newspaper that was started up, and it was quickly absorbed into the Transcript. So this is the, for a time, there was the Jewish Transcript in coordination or something like that with the Jewish Chronicle. In 2004, partly because we felt that the name Transcript felt a little antiquated and we wanted to sort of keep, keep the younger crowd involved and interested, we changed the name to JT News. It's been about 10, 11 years. It hasn't really gelled. And so as some of you subscribers may see, and you can see we have some papers down here if you want to pick one up on your way out, we are transitioning to a name, The Jewish Sound, which has been our name online for the past year as well. And with that name, we felt like it's something that, you know, it really encompasses who we are as a community, but also as a region that, you know, within the Sound, and it says a little bit more than just JT. Yes, ma'am? I know, I hear you. Why do we keep changing the name? But with the name change from JT News to Jewish Sound, it's just a realization that the JT is not working and not saying who we are as a Jewish newspaper and Jewish entity in our community. Any other questions? Any questions about the production of the play or anything like that? Anne?
I would just love to hear about the background.
Sure. My name is Andrew Litsky. I've been an actor really since high school, but I've been in Seattle since 1990. I have my own theater company, but I've worked with Book It several times. And this project is something that was both appealing and very educational, because I'd never really, although my father's Jewish, we were not so much raised Jewish, so I learned just a lot about Jews in the Northwest, and just of course loved the fact that, along with the story that we tell about Seattle Jews, comes the story of Jews over the last 90 years around the world. So that's me.
My name is Shelley Shulkin, and I'm a native of Seattle, and I have participated and been involved with Book It readings off and on for many years, and usually always under the direction of the wonderful and famous Laura Ferry, who always does a great job with work and interpretation. And I have to say that this is the second Rachel Atkins script that I've been involved in. The first one, I came in on that tour at the very end, basically, and picked up for somebody that was having to leave. And at first I thought, oh, exposition theater, you know, which wasn't really my favorite. But working on her scripts is an interesting journey, because it lends itself to a lot of character play and development and characterization, and it really kind of becomes sort of a joy, actually, to pick it up off of the paper and really play with it. So even though at first I always sort of go, at the end, it's really very fulfilling. And today, even this being our last performance, we haven't had very many performances, but this being the last one today, I was thinking, gosh, this thing is really gelling now. You know, it's really, I'll throw the ball to you, you throw it back, and there's a lot of, you know, space that gets filled in the middle. And it's sort of sad to be leaving it today. So I'm thrilled to have the audience that we had, and thank you for coming down. Appreciate it.
My name is David Bestock. I'm also a Seattle native. I'm a part-time actor. I manage the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center down in West Seattle as my full-time gig. But this is my first time working with Book It, though sort of second time doing Jewish theater, the first being a show that I wrote, produced, and performed in called Wiseman, which was an act a couple years ago, much sillier. So it was really neat to connect with this show and connect with some of my Jewish roots. And we had some really interesting conversations in rehearsal process about what does this mean? What was the implication on Seattle Jews from some of the international events? And you know, in addition to just clarifying pronunciations, we had some in-depth sort of conversations about the meaning behind the script. So I'm really grateful, and I've just had a blast working with the folks who we got a chance to work with. Yeah, that's me.
My name is Molly Corcoran, and I'm basically a full-time actor, and I've worked with Book It a few times now, and this is my second time working with Laura. I work at the Seattle Children's Theater a lot, and everything that they said about learning so much from this experience. I'm the only member of the cast who is not technically Jewish, but they said I was an honorary Jew because I'm dating a Jew. That's the handsome one right there, and
your
his
Shiksa
family
pretty.
Feels like my own, and. And so I love all of this knowledge that I can impress him with, that I have now, and just everything that I've learned. It's really meant a lot to me. This entire experience has been very, very meaningful.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast of Speakers Forum from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. If you value this episode or this series, please share your appreciation by posting a good review. It helps more people find us. The Jewish Transcript newspaper, now known as the Jewish Sound, first went to print in Seattle in March of 1924. From decades of that paper's news stories, editorials, and ads, Seattle's Book It Repertory Theater created Letters to the Editor, celebrating 90 years of writing our community's story. The Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle, King County's For Culture, Seattle Public Library, and Book It Repertory Theater presented this event on January 25th, 2015. Thanks for listening. For Speakers Forum, KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm John O'Brien.